Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It is Jasmine, your go-to glow girl for all things on how to glow up and create your dream life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Yes, we have a new, slightly new podcast intro just to match the up level that I've had in my own life and in my own business. I thought it was fitting to also up level and update the podcast intro. So hope you like that. Today is the first Monday of the month, and it is the first day that I am working fully for myself as a full-time life coach, entrepreneur. Oops, sorry about that. And it feels really, really good. I'm having an amazing first day, a very productive day, got a lot done, worked out, had a green smoothie, was healthy today, and I'm just feeling this whole new energy, and I wanted to share it with you all in today's episode. So in this episode, I am sharing with you how I manifested my dream life, how I became a full-time entrepreneur, how I manifested this version of myself that I've always known that I could be and that I wanted to be, and how I actually became her and how I'm living the life that I live now. And these are all the things that I had to do and shifts that I had to make. And stay tuned till the end because I have a surprise update for you regarding a new program and a new service that I will be offering. So that's really, really exciting. So I hope that my intentions with this episode is that it gives you a clear idea of what it is you need to do if you're trying to manifest your dream life, or if you're trying to become the best version of yourself, the version of you who is living an aligned, abundant life in her purpose, doing what she loves, just living a life that is so full of beauty and abundance. And that's not just in a material aspect. I'm talking about abundant in amazing, healthy friendships, abundant in blessings and opportunities, abundant in happiness and inner confidence, inner peace, joy, fulfillment, and also financially abundant and all that good stuff. So I hope that you leave this episode feeling so inspired and so clear on what it is you need to do to manifest your dream life and become the person that you know you're destined to be. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. So the whole inspiration behind today's episode came to be while I was in my cycle workout class this morning. I was in class and I just had a random oh shit moment where I was like, wow, I am actually doing this. I am now living my dream life to the fullest, and I'm actually the person that I've been working hard to become. Like, I'm living that now in my current reality. And I was just reflecting back on all the steps and all the things that I took and needed to do to get to this point that I am in right now. And so there are a few main components that were necessary in order to manifest this reality that I'm living, to manifest this version of myself. And I'm just going to break down each component a bit and just share my personal experience of what needed to shift. So the very first part in manifesting the person that you want to become or manifesting your dream life is getting very crystal clear on who that version of yourself is and what your life looks like. The first aspect was mindset and energy. What was her mindset and energy like? And for me, that was someone who had an abundance mindset. She had a heart of gratitude. She was someone who counted her blessings for everything, and she saw the abundance that was in her life. She was someone who was assertive but soft and kind at the same time. She was down to earth but bougie and enjoyed the finer things in life. She was someone who is confident in who she is, in her abilities, but also very humble. She treats people with respect. She dresses very chic and minimal. Her makeup is always very natural and pretty, and she just always looks put together. So I got clear on the mindset and energy part of the best version of myself, and then came to the habits. The best version of myself, her habits were somewhere along the lines of having a beautiful morning routine that she committed to every single morning, because her morning routine primed her mind and her energy and allows her to show up as the best version of herself, and she knows that that is a non-negotiable for her. She is someone who works out 4 times a week, drinks green smoothies, takes good care of herself. She has dedicated like me self-care days, and she puts herself first over anything. And in terms of her lifestyle, she has a lifestyle that is surrounded with like-minded supportive women. She's into personal development and working on herself, and also likes to have brunch with her girlfriends type of vibe. Her lifestyle is she likes to maintain herself. She romanticizes every aspect of her life. She lives in a balanced, fun, and luxurious life. She has beautiful, luxurious experiences. And then after I got clear on that, I had to get clear on what the business, career, and finance part of my dream life looked like. And for me, that was being a full-time entrepreneur / life coach. It was making multiple six figures in my business, having a booked out schedule, doing only the things that I love, which includes creating content and working with amazing clients and just being in my purpose. And it was also having more than enough money to live the lifestyle that I desire. Just to reiterate, the first step in creating your dream life and becoming the absolute best version of yourself is getting clear on who that is, the energy, the mindset, the habits, the lifestyle, the finances, the career, literally every aspect of your life, and just getting very crystal clear on what that is. So after you get crystal clear on that, the next step is implementing and embodying. Now, there are going to be certain aspects of yourself and of your life that you can begin to implement now, and then there are other things that you can't necessarily implement because it's just not in your reality, but you can begin to embody. So to kind of break this down a little bit more, for me, the things that I could begin to implement into my reality now were my habits and my mindset, because those are the things that I could control right now. So for me, that just meant going to my workout classes 4 times a week, drinking my green smoothies, practicing my morning routine, and just doing those daily habits that I envision my higher self, my best self doing, and just doing it now. You don't become your best self and then start doing the things. You start doing the things and then become your best self. So I started with those simple daily habits, making it a routine, making a part of my lifestyle. And then along with the mindset, for me, that just looked like shifting my beliefs and shifting my mindset. And that was cultivating an abundance mindset and shifting my beliefs. I have so many episodes, you know, about how to shift your mindset and all of that. But if you are someone who really needs help changing your beliefs and truly shifting into these thoughts that you want to truly embody, I suggest purchasing my High Vibe Mindset Makeover ebook. It's $11.11, and it includes the exact journal prompts, questions, activities that I did on myself when I was first beginning my journey of trying to shift my mindset, and I had a horrible, horrible negative negative mindset when I first started out on this journey. I had a complete victim mentality. I thought the world was out to get me. I thought life was unfair. I couldn't take accountability for anything negative that happened in my life. I was blind to all of my blessings. I literally had the worst lack scarcity mindset. So if you're someone who's really struggling with your mindset and your beliefs, the ebook is a great resource to start with. The link for that will be in the show notes. As I was saying, I started with the things that I could begin implementing in my reality, which were my habits and my mindset. In terms of having an abundance mindset, you may be thinking right now, how can I have an abundance mindset when my bank account does not represent that? I totally relate to that feeling and to that thought of like, how can I feel this way when my current reality looks so different than what I want it to be? What really helped me is to embody the feelings as if my reality was what I wanted it to be. So for abundance, for example, when my bank account did not match the feelings of abundance and it was like negative in my bank account, I had to find other things in my life that made me feel abundant. And the thing about abundance is abundance doesn't just come in money form. You can be abundant in so many other ways. You just have to open your eyes and see the abundance that is already in your life and feel into that abundance. And by feeling into that abundance, you will call in more abundance in your life. Back to this example. Let's say right now you are someone who is struggling to feel abundant because your bank account does not match that. Maybe you're negative. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you're in debt. My tip is to look for abundance in other aspects of your life. This could manifest in the form of receiving free things, receiving free coffee, or getting gifts. Literally right now, before I started recording this episode, my mom texted me and she asked me if I shop at Sephora. And I was like, yes, why? And she ended up getting a $50 Sephora gift card for her birthday, including like, it also included like a 15% off like your next purchase. And she asked me if I wanted it because she doesn't shop at Sephora. That is a form of abundance. I manifested a $50 gift card to Sephora, which is a perfect manifestation because I need to re-up on my makeup and skincare. So that is a form of abundance. You can be abundant in friendships and having good people in your circle. You could be abundant in having a roof over your head and having a stable job or having food in your fridge or not having to worry about like where your next meal is going to come from. Those are all forms of abundance. And you just, like I said, you have to open your eyes to where abundance is already in your life. Feel gratitude and true appreciation for those things. And by doing that, you are tapping into abundance energy. And when I started to open my eyes to the abundance that was already in my life and not focusing on the fact that my bank account wasn't as abundant as I would like it to be, that is when I started manifesting free things, free coffee, finding money on the floor, or getting unexpected checks. I can't tell you how many times, especially when I was like broke, where I manifested unexpected random checks in the mail, and they always came like at the perfect time, exactly when I needed them. That is just like my little tidbit for if you are struggling to tap into abundance energy. So those are some of the things that I implemented in the beginning as I was trying to manifest the reality that I have now and be, you know, the person that I am now. And the next portion of that is the embodiment side of it. So like I said, there are going to be some things that you can begin implementing in your life now, like your habits and your mindset, but then there are going to be things that you can't necessarily implement because they're just not in your reality yet, but you can still embody the energy of it. Abundance is one example of that. Another example of that for me specifically was being a full-time entrepreneur and working fully for myself. that was something that wasn't my reality, but I still embodied the energy as if that was my reality. The first thing that I shifted that really helped me embody this energy was shift my perspective. Instead of looking at myself as someone who worked at a yoga studio with a life coaching business on the side, I started to look at myself as a life coach who works at a yoga studio on the side. That little shift in perspective changed how I showed up for myself and for my business. I no longer was playing small and doing small things because I was taking myself more seriously as a life coach, and I just happened to have a side job at a yoga studio. The second example of embodying the energy of, you know, being a full-time entrepreneur and being fully in my business was I started to take my business seriously as if I was already bringing the type of money that I wanted to bring in. So I was doing all of the things that I would be doing if I was running a multiple six-figure business and being organized and handling my finances and just being very professional and having a professional website and just taking myself more seriously and just doing those things that I know that I would be doing once I had that full-time business and I was fully working for myself. And I wholeheartedly believe and know that by embodying the energy of already being a full-time entrepreneur and taking the aligned action, which was taking my business seriously, promoting myself, my services, you know, acting as if I already had a schedule full of booked out clients, doing those things is what made it my reality, because I was already acting as if it was my reality. I was already in the energy as if it was my reality, and I was already taking the action as well. And all of that combined is what made it reality. And so all of these things combined, getting clear on the vision, implementing the habits, changing my mindset, embodying the energy, taking the action, all of these combined is what made my dream life become a reality and is what helped me to become the version of myself that I am today, which is a version of myself that I've always dreamed of becoming. And this is not my end all be all, but this is a point that I've worked towards getting. With all that being said, and getting clear on what helped me get here, I am doing something really, really special to me. And I am sharing and putting together in one resource all of the things that I've learned, all of the things that I've done, all of the things that helped me manifest this reality and become this person. I'm putting all of that in a new one-on-one coaching service so that I can help as many people do the same in their own life. It's still a work in progress. I'm still working out all the details, so there's still more to come on that. But if you really resonated and liked what I talked about in this episode and you're wanting to take these steps in creating your dream life and to become the version of yourself, then stay tuned for more information on this new one-on-one service that I will be offering. Essentially, it's my private one-on-one service that I currently am doing with my current clients, but it's going to be revamped. It's going to be more organized, and it's going to give you the tools, the resources, the tips that you need in order to begin creating your dream life and begin becoming the person that you are destined to be. Everything that I talked about in today's episode is just a glimpse of what we will be covering in our one-on-one coaching, and it's going to be designed specifically for each client, for their needs, for their dreams. We will go so deep into your limiting beliefs and your blocks and work together towards releasing them so that you can call in this beautiful, abundant life that you deserve to live, and so that you can embody and become this person that you are meant to be, and so that you can be in your purpose, live in alignment to who you really are, and just live this beautiful life. Like I said, this is just a glimpse of what my new revamped one-on-one coaching service is going to offer. It's going to include so much more, obviously, and it's such a different experience when you work one-on-one with a life coach and we're working together to help manifest this into your life. I can't even begin to explain the things that my current clients and my past clients have manifested into their life. Like, I've had clients manifest their dream business, quitting their day job, getting into their school of their dreams, manifesting their dream apartments, even after being told that what they wanted wasn't possible or what they wanted was far and few in between. I've had so many clients manifest so many amazing things in their life and become amazing people. And I'm just so excited to see what people can accomplish and become with this new and improved service and program and with this new knowledge that I have. So stay tuned for more information on that. Again, it's still a work in progress. I'm still working out details, but it will be coming out very soon in the near future. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it, and I hope that you all have a beautiful, high vibe, glowy week. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.